Okay, so hello everyone, and welcome back to I Couldn't Be YouTubers, so I decided to make a podcast instead. Season 2, Episode 4. So I'm not doing the episode count because it's been a little bit. So let's get started into our introduction. Let me search this title up. Okay, so there's a couple titles I've been reading. We're going to stick with the title Leveling with the Gods. Now, this is okay. But before we actually go into Leveling with the Gods, I need to talk a little bit. I've been reading some extra novels. I've been getting into Korean novels. We're going to talk about Japanese light novels in a little bit, but let's focus on the Korean novels, and we'll talk about why Leveling with the Gods is such an interesting step, especially with this Korean stuff. I've only recently gotten to the Korean stuff, but I have a lot to talk about with what I've seen so far, especially with my forays into business. We are going to come back to webtoons, and that's why I've actually specifically chosen Leveling with the Gods, although there's some other good ones like Return to Player. And what was the other webtoon that I was following that was really cool? Back to you. Now, if you know anything about all these genres of what I've talked about, Return to Player, Back to You, Leveling with the Gods, right? The World After the Fall, even some of the other extras and novel updates. Not extras. I have a really good conversation where we're going into the cultural clash of that. But yeah, Leveling with the Gods, for those who aren't familiar with it, is a manga. The light novel exists, okay, but it's just two different experiences. I'll talk about some of my experiences with how I read Korean web novels because I read in a very particular way. Which is translated, machine translated, and it's rough. That's the easiest way to put it. And how I'm reading it, right? So there's a couple factors that change the experience. How you read it, what type, what format you're reading it, and where you're reading it, right? And pacing, obviously. Okay, so let's quickly talk about Leveling with the Gods, why it's so interesting. Leveling with the Gods is your very basic power fantasy novel. I kind of actually prefer Return to Player, but we'll talk about what that webtoons in another day. I'm gonna just kind of spread it out, which is kind of like so different from my last trans recording, which was Codename Flame. I need to listen to some of my previous recordings. I deleted some of them, so I have a lot of season 2 episode 4 that I really need to change the title of just because it's not concise. I think I was talking about business, but I need to relook into it. So yeah, Leveling with the Gods is your basic do-over web novel, right? You have a weaker character for whatever reason. What is it? There was a lot of like Moon's Labyrinth, where there's always this sense of going back in time. And this is one of the strengths of Korean web novels in general, which is going back in time and having an overpowered character in fantasy. Now, one of the things I discussed that didn't previously in a previous recording, but didn't make it, but I don't think I ever released it because it was just business and it was on a long tangent. But Korean is really good at entry. It's good at like this human darkness. Maybe I will release the recording, but I have to listen to it before I decide to release it. And so they emphasize one thing and one thing only. It is not strength, right? Which actually is really cool. I need to look into the recording and talk about the business aspects of it and optimism, because Korea always plays an underdog. We're gonna go into some of the nationalist undertones, like the patriotic undertones, and just levels of corruption. But I'll save that for the business Korean web novel. Season 2 is more focused toward Korean content anyway, but Leveling with the Gods is great. I'll talk about the medium, but I just want to talk about the plot. So we have a main character goes back in time, and because it has the word gods in it, right? It encompasses a lot to do with mythology. Now, I don't know, for whatever reason, the anything involving mythology will focus within the area or purview of two cultures, either Chinese culture or Korean culture, right? Artists usually, right? Chinese culture being one of them, but usually artists. Now, when we talk about, I'll go into gods in a little bit, I guess. And the way how Chinese web novel authors or manga artists approach the topic of gods, and then some of the other ones. How to Kill a God is another Korean manga that's very similar. But yeah, so we have a main character going back in time. So this is a very much a time loop, overpowered, where you're kind of gaining, you're gaining a group of allies and friends that you're familiar with, saving them. Very, very generic. Oh shoot, there was another one even. If I'm not mistakenly leveling. Okay, I'm getting a lot of them confused because a lot of them like overlap. Okay, no, leveling with the gods is the administrator one. There was another one having to do with flip-flops, and something of the sort, but that's a completely different one. That one's like pure power fantasy. So on the level of power fantasy, I'd give it a 7 or 8 out of 10. So there are ones that is literally just for drama, and it's like, having fun, like eating 3 meals. Returning wants to eat 3 meals a day. That's pure power fantasy. Like there is like Sorcerer King would be closer to a 9. It is a power fantasy and it's a do-over, but it's not like, super overpowered like, Returnee. Like some of the Returnees, they're just so overpowered they like break the scale. Like they're overpowered and you're just watching them like, get revenge. That's one level, right? And let me see if I could find it. Leveling with the gods. It was a very similar premise, but I'd have to find the title. Let me see. Yeah, DC. Familiar. I'm not familiar with the art style, but let's see here. What are the other? Give me 1 sec. Let me find the title. Avery Giannakano, Return of the Disaster Class Hero. Right. So there's a whole variety of tropes when we talk about returnee. There's hunter. There's reincarnate. There's regressor. Returnee, regressor is usually the same thing, but slightly different. Returning means coming from a different world. Reincarnating means going to a different world. Possession, right? Having previous life memories, that's still reincarnated. Do-over, return. Regressor means going back in time, and returning is from a different world and coming back. Returning is interchangeable with regressor. But not all regressors are returnees, because returnees can mean a different world or it means going back in time. Now, the premise of leveling with the gods, because it's not really a spoiler, because that's chapter one, has to do with like the god of time and usually system based, right? Like with most Korean web novels, they specialize in tower, right? Tower of God and whatnot, and so we're going through that various similar tower based progression. The way they approach the tower is different. Some of them have systems, some of them do not. Some of them have administrators, some of them do not, right? Let me go over the checkboxes. It's a system based. No, it's not a system based. No, it has system characteristics, but it's not pure system based like the gamer. There are administrators on each level, right? So, like the novel's extra, I believe. Yeah, the novel's extra has a very similar premise as well, slightly different, but it's similar. Gods. Okay, we need to talk about that characteristic. So, very, very basic. Main character. Now, we're not going overpowered, which means usually dealing with intelligence or some sort of willpower type of thing, right? Because they always comment, oh, they're not the strongest or the smartest or the fastest, but they have like the highest growth, right? Or they're intelligent, right? A returnee's magic must be special in the 8th class mage. They always talk about, oh, they don't have like the highest amount of magic, or they were late to training, right? Or they had like tutorial hell level. My tutorial is on hard mode or hell mode or whatever, and that max difficulty. Even flip-flops and whatnot. So a lot of the Korean main characters deal with three things: either tenacity, intelligence, and then with your classic overpowered web novelist, pure strength. But the pure strength usually is for Japanese light novels, and if I have time, I'll get into like the tangent of why that is. So let's talk about the gods aspect. The gods aspect is what you think. It's always very Eurocentric, because whenever we talk about gods, it's always, the world perception is famous for Greek. Greek is number one. Roman is usually number two, if even. No, Greek is number one. Nordic, or Scandinavian, whatever the correct term is. It's not Hanseatic. It's just Nordic gods, is number two. And then sometimes Egypt is quite high up there. Then you go into Roman, which is kind of familiar. And then you go into a lot of Asian cultures. Usually Japanese is one of the more well-known ones. And they go into a lot of Korean and Chinese ones just because, Asian-based. India is pretty big as well, obviously, because there's a lot of gods there. Buddhism, Hinduism, a lot of different religions. And then, Southeast Asia, consisting of like Indonesia, Malaysia, Brunei, and a lot of cultures, and the Middle East. Middle East is not as well known, so I guess we'll go over some cultural knowledge, considering these various regions. So Greek, you have the famous gods of Olympus, right? Zeus, Thor, Oh, sorry. Zeus, Hades, Poseidon, right? Those are the big three that most people are familiar with Percy Jackson series. Really, Rick Riordan, I think was the guy that like familiarized it for me. Then you have the Nordic ones, same thing. Asgard, right? Odin, Freya, I believe. Like that's the wolf. I don't really know too much beyond that. Loki is one of the more famous characters. There's a couple. What is it? OSP did a great job. The Rig Veda? No. That's something else. But yeah, Asgard, that's a different world, right? Middle Earth and whatnot, Lord of the Rings and such. Sort of culture. I don't know why. I always think of Lord of the Rings as Australian, New Zealand, but that's kind of like, I think, because of the special effects. Okay, then we go into, what did I say? Egyptian, right? The pharaohs, Ra, Amun-Ra. As I said, more Rick Riordan and stuff. I know Bast and Set, those are pretty famous. Osiris, God of the Underworld, as you see again. Isis, she probably has a different name. There's like the sky. As I said, Rick Riordan stuff. What else did I say? Okay, Korean and Chinese, I'm not too familiar with. Okay, Chinese, I know there's Japanese, I know there's the Kirin, for various reasons, probably VTubers. The eight-headed snake Orochi, that's pretty famous. Similar to the Egyptian and Asgard. Both Egypt and Asgard have, you know, the snake god that like swallows everything. Ouroboros is pretty familiar in Western lore. I know Russian has some stuff, but I'm not too familiar with it. Korea, there's a lot. The reason why is just having to do with their background in like Confucian culture, but also they have a lot of gods. As I said, how to kill a god, they have like the wind gods and whatnot. I don't know too much about that, okay? I know there's like, you know, god of money and whatnot, but that's more for Chinese culture and so on and so forth. I don't know too much about Chinese either. Chinese is usually mythology revolving around animals, but there are human gods as well. As I said, I'm not too familiar with it. I know the Monkey King, that's a big one. No, that's I don't even know the English pronunciation. Nezha? Nezha, I think. No, I only know the Chinese pronunciation. No, it's there's a couple like God of Money, as I've mentioned before, Kitchen God. But those are like very colloquial gods and like the New Year stuff. Yeah, Monkey King is probably the biggest legend of Chinese culture. Journey to the West, right? Tang Song, and then what was the Zhu Bajie, the pig demon is what he's also known as. And there's another guy, he's another monk, something of the sort, some sort of like traveling Taoist or something. Then you always have the Indian gods. I'm very hesitant to go over the Indian gods because I'm just not familiar with them. Like there's Vishnu, obviously, that's probably one of the more famous one. There's two others, but as you can tell, my knowledge is starting to run out. And let's go to Persia, because Middle East is obviously not very well known. I only know one, which is basically revolving around the idea of the phoenix, which is Sumerg. But I know Persia has a lot of mythological creatures, such as the Lamaçal. But yeah, so the Middle East is very interesting. There's just a lot of regions with a lot of different gods. You have, you know, Hawaiian, Aleutian, Oceania, a lot of like islands have different gods as well. And then obviously one of the lesser known ones would probably be the Native American gods. It's just Mayan, Aztec, Inca, still very European studied, but yeah. And then even more tribes as well in North America, and yeah, just in North America and South America. So what would be Hopi, what else would there, Aleutian, yeah, Inuits, and so on and so forth. So yeah, gods play a big role. You know, there's a lot of interesting gods out there, and it's a very cool premise. And what that does is it allows you to take, you know, the special abilities of each of these gods. I'm not gonna go too much into specifics, but you see that in like Records of Ragnarok, right? More, that's more history based. But Leveling with the Gods is just a very generic story, and that's why I can't read it as a web novel, okay? So going into the background of that, I have both the web novel version, and I can have access to the manga version, but I will tell you the web novel version, reading a story like this is just not worth it. I think part of the way I read the medium I read it in is pretty painful. So I think that was like a gateway for me to go back into manga, but I almost exclusively stick to webtoons. I don't know why. I just prefer it. The story's much more deeper, and that just ha goes into the culture differences. I'll go into the benefits of webtoons in a little bit. But let's focus on Leveling with the Gods and what I particularly like about it. Obviously, time loop, right? Familiar characters, familiar abilities, almost always an underdog story, so intelligence and willpower, right? And it just, you enjoy it because you enjoy seeing the various scenarios. Now, one twist I will probably emphasize multiple times, and I'll probably go over it again in my business segment, when I talk about, different cultures and how they approach business, right? Because if you ever want to like learn a lot about economic history, read a business novel. They'll tell you a lot about like different companies and the different history. Like I was recently reading a couple of Chaebol novels, right? What was it called? It was like the second generation Chaebol, or let me find it really quick. It's not that difficult. A second person's heyday, so second person's golden age or something, right? Another a lot of those I don't even know how it's properly pronounced, but Chaebol novels, and they were going to the 1997 IMF crisis in Korea, which is completely huge to me because I never knew of the existence of it. Just like I didn't know how much the Kyoto Accords, and obviously a lot of it's Western capital. There's a lot. I was like learning like how someone called the West North America, East Europe, and Asia a different. I just never considered it. When I think of the West, I think of like, Europe and North America because, that's both are both west of Asia, and then Asia is considered like Eastern. That's like where the term Oriental comes from. But then someone from North America, from the West Coast, as they call it, I think they're from Texas, basically said, they're considered West Coast, East is Europe, and Asia is Asia. So it's so weird. So like they don't call Asia the West of where they're located. Anyway, it has to do with world maps and, being Eurocentric. Let's not go too much into that. But yeah, just getting exposed, reading this from, going from Chinese web novels to Korean web novels, definitely interesting gap. And it's also just interesting to see the very Korean art style, because each of the art styles have a particular focus, right? Japanese art styles focuses on, what is it called? I forgot the term. Japanese animation. Give me a sec to look for the term. Yeah, I found the terms. Sakuga art style, right? So very detailed and focused. Whereas the Korean art, it's very aesthetically pleasing. It's clean. The fight scenes are meh in comparison to the quality of Japanese. But most of it revolves around expressions and, relationships. Honestly, the Japanese relationships are so much simpler compared to the very complex Korean relationships. And maybe in another podcast episode, I'll go into like some of the reasons and intricacies of Korean relationships and culture that, to from my experience and my opinion, looking inward from an outsider's perspective, and like maybe one of the reasons why it's particularly focused toward these super complex relationships. But yeah, so Chinese, no story, not really good art. It's decent art, but it's not like spectacular. What do the Chinese focus on? Chinese, honestly, I don't think the manga is really too worth reading. It's like very power focused. But they have a very specific art style. I'm told it's considered Taiwanese or Hong Kong art style, which is the faces are a particular way each culture like, does art specifically, and they have like a very Hong Kong Taiwanese art style. Even some of the animations like Scissor Seven, where it's like the white face or the lines or like the overly simplified and expressive faces. If you know what I'm talking about with Chinese manga, you'll kind of know what I mean. Manhwa is what it's called. I don't know what the Korean pronunciation of manga is, but slow drawings is the direct or literal translation of it. The Korean drawings are very clean, right? Like the faces are all very similar. You know what I mean? They have a very clean art style, very Korean aesthetics and sense of beauty. And so it's very interesting to see all the characters in, a Korean light, right? We see the Monkey King, obviously. We see some of the Greek gods, and whenever you go to a manga with gods, like there's a very basic perception of it. I'm gonna go back to Records of Ragnarok, and almost always different style of drawing and art, and it's very interesting to see all those special abilities, being compounded and used in that particular way. I said before, this is a tower-based web novel, right? So, there's power leveling. There are administrators, so obviously you're gaming the system. The focus is not so much on the system as you'd see with like Return to Play or something. It's just more focused on climbing and the various guilds and intricacies. And the end goal is basically to save the world. Honestly, saving the world level manga and web novels is very similar to Apocalypse. It's like a reverse Apocalypse web novel. You know how the ending is going to go, sort of. Whereas Apocalypse novels, like something already happened, and so it's just kind of like free flowing, but like. The premise is all like headed toward a specific direction. Same thing with these tower or leveling web novels of Do Over, which is trying to change the future, and you know what's going to happen. You're just waiting for events to emerge, and that's why I call it like a reverse apocalypse web novel, because apocalypse is like something already happened, and then you're trying to get back to a certain baseline, and it's just kind of to be expected, to be honest with you. So yeah, honestly, it's really cool. Like, manga, I think I relegate it to some of my less plot intensive and more pretty art. So I'm starting to return to that, but I haven't like fully returned to anime yet. But web novels, I almost exclusively reserve for more complex, content, which is kind of difficult because most of the content I found that is like Korean web novels is not the highest level. Like there's Second Academy, there's a lot of do-over web novel, but I'm reading machine translation with .txt documents. So I'm reading this in Windows Notepad. And for those of you who don't know, Windows Notepad does not have the similar caching of regular chapters where you just scroll down or you refresh the page so it preloads it. No, you have to like scroll it, and then there is, I don't know what it's called. It's not anti-aliasing or ghosting, but it's the screen drags. So it's like really bad for reading because like the text isn't always there. Like, the text, there's like that motion blur. And so it's just very terrible for reading. And so I'm using this two-finger touchpad method so that it's scrolling at the speed that I'm reading. Now I can use the mouse wheel, but the mouse wheel doesn't scroll fast enough, and I can click down on the .txt document. The scroll distance is variable, so like it scrolls f too far past the place I want to read it. And yeah, theoretically, I can convert a .txt document to an EPUB, but it's a lot of pain in the butt. And as I said before, this is just machine translation, so this is not really fun to read at all, unless the story is good. I've read a lot of Chinese machine translation, and I've endured it to some extent, but like. Transitioning from something I'm comfortable with, which is Chinese web novels, and because I ran out of things to read and I can't find good ones, I moved on to Korean, and I'm really not for looking forward to jumping into Japanese machine translations, but I might have to. But it's very interesting just to talk about, just reading in different mediums and just different cultures, and I'm actually going to talk about like I really want to talk about some more webtoons and Korean web novels because they are really fun to read, provided that you find something interesting. As I said before, my bread and butter will always be business oriented ones, like A Man's Man is pretty good. Chaebol, Do Over, right? That's my niche. And so I'm going to focus on that. But it is really fun to talk about Leveling with the Gods. I didn't focus too much on it because I didn't want to give out too many spoilers, and there's only like 55 chapters of the manga released, so not too much to talk about there for me in particular without giving out too many spoilers. Very easy binge, 2 3 hours. And yeah, I guess we could talk a little bit more about Leveling with the Gods before we finish up. So it's a very points-based system. My initial impressions of it is, I mean, it's a very generic tower web novel. But once in a while you need to read some very basic, general, like not plot-heavy Korean Korean manga, because when you read a lot of web novels, you find that the plot is like super complicated and there's so much drama, and some of like when there's not love interest, it becomes very dry. So reading stuff like Second Generation Chaebol or Second what is it called? Second Person's Golden Time Golden Age was painful because there was no drama. And then something super drama heavy like Surviving the Academy, where it's like almost full on. I'm going to talk about Surviving the Academy in terms of the extra. So we're going back to the underrated or neutral protagonist, and that's going to be such a fun podcast discussion. We're going to talk about gods as well. But it's very interesting to see the gods, personified as like regular characters, the son of gods like Hercules and whatnot in Leveling with the Gods. My recommendation is I give it like a 6 out of 10. It's not too impressive, maybe a 5 out of 10. I've never really given anything below 5, so I'm not familiar with giving lower scores. But I think it's a mediocre web novel. It'd probably be close. It's somewhere between 4 to 6, to be honest with you. My gut feeling is it's a 6. It's probably closer to 4, to be honest with you. But it's not a bad web novel. I'm reading it at a good time, and it fits me. Decent character relationships. A lot of BS that isn't explained that probably will be explained, but it doesn't have anything particular going for it except for that it's just decent, right? It's just a decent overall web novel to kill the time if you can't find anything to read. And yeah, I don't have too much to say on that. I mean, I can compare it to other stuff like FFF Trash Hero, I Am the Monarch, but these are older web novel titles that you can read on Kobato Daisuki-chan. And for someone who's not a web novel reader, although they might have already become manga. I think some of them, Royal Road on my own, because a lot of the Korean web novel covers are basically, half manga, and there's a lot of fan art. But I'm going to assume that a lot of the manga and anime community is very much detached from the web novel community. So I need to remind myself that when I start talking pulling out web novel titles, because a lot of these titles, you probably haven't heard of them or are going to hear about them, because that's just the sphere that web novel readers occupy. And then below the web novel readers, you have the translators and the machine translators, and it is just pain from there. So yeah, that's about it for season 2, episode 4 of I Couldn't Be a YouTuber, Decided to Make a Podcast Instead. Leveling with the Gods, and there's not too much to say. Yeah, it takes me a while to record and just slowly getting back to the hang of things. But yeah, it's fun. Sometimes I'm too lazy to release it, so I re record like 8 different podcasts, and I tend to only release one. But it's more practice to release better recordings. So yeah, that's it for this episode, and we'll stop here.